Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
888-808-1019, your number to call. Knicks, obviously, in San Antonio, taking on the Spurs tonight. Been a lot of football, really has. Final week of the NFL regular season. Giants and Jets. We'll see exactly who ends up being the next Giant head coach. Who shakes free come Black Monday. And reports are the Jets are going to maintain, not stunningly, they're going to stay the course, as it was a couple weeks back, that they're going to stay the course. Aaron Glenn going into year number two. Let's head out to Basking Ridge. Kicking off the 1 o'clock hour, close to it. It's Mike. It's the fan. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, great interview on the Knicks. I'm a Villanova grad and love watching the Nova Knicks, but I'm calling about Eli. Eli is definitely a Hall of Famer. I'm not a Giant fan, definitely a Hall of Famer, but I always go back a few years. If Eli's in the Hall of Fame, how about Jim Plunkett? Had a distinguished career, 2 Super Bowl wins. Heisman Trophy took his career a little bit to get going, but
yeah, he's in the college football hall of fame. Yeah, he's in the college football hall of fame. I don't. He had, you know, he had more interceptions and touchdowns over his career. You know, he only won 70.
So did Namath.
What's that? I know. I understand that. Namath also had a win in the Super Bowl that changed football forever.
I understood. I'm a Jets fan. I agree, but I think Plunkett deserves some more consideration.
Well, more consideration whether or not he's a Hall of Famer, two different things. Do I think Jim Plunkett's a Hall of Famer? I don't. Even with his 2 victories with the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I don't think he, you know, and I think he was the number one overall. He was the number one overall pick. I just don't think he didn't play enough. He didn't win enough. He had the 2 Super Bowl wins. I get the debate about putting him in because of that. Do I think necessarily he is? I don't. I think he falls short. Rich in Connecticut. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, how are you, Mark?
How you doing, Rich? I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. And a very happy new year to you and your family.
To you and yours as well, Rich.
Thank you. So one of the things that seems to be overlooked with the Giants, for the last 13 years, it has been a patchwork offensive line. The last real first-round pick, I believe, that they had was Eric Flowers, and he's probably washing cars somewhere today. And honestly,
what about Andrew Thomas?
We got Andrew Thomas, correct. But they've never worked as a unit, and you could put anyone back there. You could put Joe Namath, Johnny Unitas, Tom Brady. It doesn't matter. They have 0.2 seconds to throw the ball. And the proof is, when Daniel Jones goes to Indianapolis, all of a sudden he's a superstar. Why don't they ever get offensive line straightened out so that they can at least give Dart at least a few seconds to throw the ball.
Yeah, he's but Rich, what about, Rich, the offensive line this year has not been the issue. They've actually been good.
This year, but over the last, certainly the last 12 or so years, it's just been, it's been horrible.
But you made the argument about giving Dart time. The offensive line this year has not been a problem and got better. Now, the question you have with Thomas is he's got to stay healthy. He's got to be available. Obviously, suffered another hamstring injury. Schmitz has improved. I don't know. Van Roten's not going to be a long-term answer at one of the guard spots. He's 35, 36. You got to make a decision about your right tackle. He's going to hit the offseason of free agency. And obviously, you got Runyon at your left guard spot. So, and he was signed to a contract. So there's going to be some changes along the offensive line. The offensive line coach brought in from the Raiders has worked wonders with this group. They've not been a problem. They've actually played well this year.
They have. They played well this year. What I'm concerned about is the longevity. I'm concerned about getting some depth. I mean, we have no depth. And so when one of these guys goes down like Andrew Thomas, all of a sudden, you know, Dart's running for his life.
I got you. Bo has played well at times, fifth-round pick by the Giants this past NFL draft when he's been given an opportunity. And maybe you lean into that. Maybe in a salary cap world, he provides a solution for this team year number two. I don't disagree, but, Rich, it's kind of an argument that we've had for years that it really doesn't play this year because the offensive line has not been a problem. But has it historically been since the last time they won a Super Bowl in 2011? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking my call. I wish you and your family the very best. Happy New Year and stay safe.
Yeah, you got it, Rich. All the best to you and yours and all the best in 2026, too. East Islip we go. It's Matt. It's the fan. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Moose, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you and your family. I just wanted to touch base a little bit about kind of like the Giants head coaching search and potentially even the GM search. Now, I know they had talked about maybe keeping Shane. And one of the talking points is Mr. Mara's health. They don't want to, you know, his health is the issue. And by no means all the prayers to him and his family, what he's going through, obviously. But people forget that the Giants are, there's another owner, the Tisch family, right? And it's not uncommon for people, organizations to go out and hire search committees. And I think they went to get Ernie Accorsi when they hired Dave Gettleman. And you can argue how that turned out, obviously not great, but organizations do that. And so if they want to make a move, I don't necessarily agree that using Mr. Mara's health is the best argument. And I think it's kind of it's just a frustrating argument because it can be done. And there's another owner that can step in as well and kind of oversee things. I think people tend to forget that it's not just the Mara family.
Well, no, it you have the Tishes. You have another group that bought 10% of the team as well. I understand that. I think they want to, if all the reports are true, then they want to stay the course. They're going to lean into the fact that the general manager, and we've seen, what was it, Korn Ferry, I think was the consulting group that the Jets have hired over the years. Like, I think you know football. If you know the National Football League, if you have smart people in the building, you don't necessarily need somebody else to put together a list.
If you
need someone to put together a list for you, then, you know, that's also a problem. It's like when the Yankees hired an analytics firm to help them analyze the way that they use analytics. So they could be a little bit more efficient. I mean, you're getting in your own way. But back to the Giants, I think everything that you've seen here and the statements after the firing of Brian Daboll by, you know, the Giants co-owner John Mara, that the statement that was issued in terms of the young talent that is on the team and that they want to right now, and ultimately we'll see if that is the decision that is made after week 18 and 17 games in the regular season, that they're going to stay the course with the general manager, Joe Shane. I understand the angst. I understand the anger. I think, you know, the Giants within the building could understand the pushback given the amount of losing that has transpired over the course of the last 3 years. But underneath all that, there are some, whether it be Dart, whether it be Scadaboo, whether it be Abdul Carter, the trading for the signing of Brian Burns, some of the things that you've seen from this group as of late, that you know, it seems to be a comfortability moving forward with the general manager. We'll see if that ends up being the case.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely something that, to your point, you know, I think it's starting to kind of come together a little bit. The wins aren't happening, but I think the biggest thing with them, with the head coaching search, is it can't be another coordinator, right? It can't be another one of these flashy coordinators. It has to be a guy like, if Stefanski shakes loose, if, you know, a lot of people are talking about, I heard today Jerry and Willie talk about, you know, that Pittsburgh and Baltimore game, right? Harbaugh and Tomlin, somebody like that has to come in and be the guy.
Yeah, because it's a gamble. Matt, I've said it before, you know, and it bears worth repeating that the next hire is as important a hire as the Giants have had in quite some time, given the quarterback that is in place in Jackson Dart. You know, and so, you know, we'll see where they go. And the coordinator out, I think you talk to everybody and anybody. I think you put together that list. I think you learn something about your own organization when you go through the interview process. And so we'll see where the Giants land. Is it a gamble if you go the coordinator route? Yeah. Is that gamble failed with guys like, you know, Pat Shurmur and Joe Judge and Brian Daboll? Ultimately, it did. Would you like a more established guy? You would. Is that perfect candidate out there available right now? He is not. You know, McCarthy is a really good candidate. He's not a perfect candidate. But, I mean, the biggest thing, you know, and, you know, the Giants need to figure out exactly, and they need somebody to step into the room where the nonsense needs to stop and define what football is going to be for the Giants here moving forward and getting back to playing relevant football and not getting caught up in all this other nonsense. Barry in Los Angeles is up next in the fan. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, Mark. Good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Barry.
I had two points on it. Quick one on Manning. I mean, I'm a huge Giant fan. Go way back. Go back to the Reagan days of with the Commanders. But the thought that Eli is not an immediate Hall of Famer is just ridiculous. I mean, a short dive on his record shows that he led the Giants to fourth quarter leads with less than 3 minutes. And they blew, I did a quick thing, they blew eight games. So that completely changes, that's not his fault, you know. So that completely changes his regular season 500 record. And for me, it's sort of like, is the quarterback the guy that you're afraid of the day you play them? And I have Cowboy fans, Redskin fans, and even late in his career, Manning was the guy that they worried about. So for me, he's a Hall of Famer right away. Forget the two Super Bowls. And people also forget that when Plaxico shot himself, we were 10-0. So that was probably that was their best year.
Barry, can I ask you then, why do you think he didn't?
Why didn't he do what?
No, why didn't he get in on the first ballot? There's no debate. I don't think there's much of a debate about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. I think the question was, why didn't then, Barry, if you know, you're out there in L.A., amongst the Pontoon, right, thinking about the Giants, it's, you know, New Year's
Eve. I'm from the Bronx originally.
It's all good. It's all good. Transplanted New Yorkers. They're all over the place, Barry. I get it. Appreciate you listening to the fan on the Odyssey app. But why don't you think he got in?
I think it has to do with his brother, probably. There was always a sort of like the trade from the Chargers, that he was pampered. I think there was always an anti Eli thing. I mean, even the guys when he came to the team, like the Shockies, Tiki, that first year, I love Tiki, but that first year they were all giving him, they all weren't ready to accept him as the leader. And he also had that kind of personality where, you know, his mom said it didn't matter, right? She talked about him as a little kid. They always called him Easy Eli. Like, he didn't care.
Right. Well, there's. Yeah. I don't know. It's easy to say jealousy, or there was pushback, or all of that, or he was an inconsistent quarterback in the regular season.
I have no issue with that. But take a look, Mark, at Kevin Boss gets $50 million after playing with him.
I'm just talking about some of the decisions, some of the throws. I, Barry, I understand the guys that were around him. Like, I just asked the question is, okay, if you're that up in arms, and Barry, thanks a lot for the call and have a good new year, about Eli not getting in last year, and I think he's going to get in. And I think it's going to be, and he's going to get in this year. And I've never made the argument that he's not a Hall of Famer. I think that is kind of dopey. I think he did enough to get in there. But why didn't he? I mean, that's, you got to ask yourself, instead of screaming and hollering about it, like kind of drill down on why don't you think there was this love, this support, this overwhelming support for Eli Manning in that room that he should get in on the first ballot. Let's head out to Manhattan. It's Mike. It's the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Mark. Happy New Year, brother. You and your family.
You as well,
Michael. Anything tonight?
What's that?
Is there anything going on tonight?
What are we doing tonight? I think we're doing a little dinner. My wife and the kids.
All right. That's good enough. All right. Before I get to my Giants, all right, I got a question for you. I heard a story about that magic meeting in Las Vegas with McMonagle 15 years ago.
Last time we were on, I was on the air. You called about the same thing.
Yeah. And
why
he was repeating it the other day, saying if he would have missed it by 2 seconds, this chance meeting would never have happened. And I just want to know, did you get a Christmas card or anything from him or anything this year?
Well, he texted me earlier on. You're worried whether or not C-Mac... Now, did he tell the entire story?
Yeah, he said that he got onto a fight with Bonzo almost, which led to a meeting
with you. One of his friends did.
Right, and which he plied you with like 4 or 5 drinks and dinner all night long.
That was the next night. That night I met him down at like, I think it was like the Seashell Bar, Mike. You're confusing the story. I got called. I took Licata back up to the room because Licata had enough for the night. And this has been, but it's all good. And then I got a call from Monzo saying that somebody would like to meet you. And then so I was like, okay, great. So I came back down, obviously, it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I think we were at Caesars. And, met Chris for the first time. Helped him. We all helped him, helped him get an internship at WFAN. And now he's going to be doing afternoons with Craig. I mean, it's great. But, Chris texted me earlier on. I want to say, I keep on calling about the same story over and over every time I'm on the airwaves. Is there something? Dove, is there something I'm missing? Like, I'm trying to dig down. Is there something McMonagle said on the air that I'm missing or whatever it might be? But it was the fact that Monzo, how it happened was, I think they were leaving Pure Nightclub. Monzo, one of McMonagle's friends, got into an argument in the elevator with Monzo. And then McMonagle kind of broke up the discussion. And then asked Brian I see you were here with Melusis, I'd love to meet him. And that's kind of what one thing led to another. So I don't know where we were going there, but away we go. Richard, Manhattan. It's a New Year's Eve. What's going on, Richard? How are you, buddy?
Moose, I find it ironic. Today on December 31st, we're talking about Eli Manning, the Hall of Fame, Giant Hall of Famers. Coordinator, should we get an offensive, defensive coordinator for head coach on the Giants? 57 years ago today, in a few hours exactly, 5-7 years ago today, the greatest NFL game ever played between the Giant offensive coordinator, Vince Lombardi, against the Dallas defensive, the New York Giant defensive coordinator, the head coach of the Cowboys, Tom Landry. Ice Bowl game. What a game, Moose. What a game. And if the head coach, 17-14, eschewed the tying field goal with 2 seconds left and went for the touchdown and did not get it, he would have been fired and roasted. But Lombardi went for it, and it was the greatest thing, star over Kramer, and it was unbelievable. So I just find it the irony. And 57 years ago, Mark, I remembered it like it was yesterday, and it was cold here in New York that day too. So not
yes,
only
Richard, you have some memory.
No, I don't.
I can barely remember.
It all meant so much to me.
You remember
it all meant so much.
I know. I get it, Richard. You speak with
great passion. Let me give you my take on the NFL in all the sports.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not talking about statistics. I'm not talking about the way the game is played. Now, you can say field goal kickers are kicking better now, and that's true. But a lot of it has to do with being indoors a lot, on the carpet a lot. So I'm not going to give them 100% credit, but I will say this. And more than the NBA, more than the baseball, because the ballparks are smaller, more home runs. And all. The thing that I've seen that's changed the most in sports on an individual basis. Now, I'm only talking about achievement on the play.
Yeah.
The NFL wide receivers. They are covered. They make catches with men draped all over them against the sideline, against the end line in the end zone. One-handed catches. I mean, it's years ago, you know, 50 years ago when Swan made that catch that was bumping up in the air and he caught. They made that a big deal. You know, they wouldn't even show that catch in the highlight reel now. It was nothing. The catches that we're seeing, even the catches that aren't made, are unbelievable. That kid that on the Rams, Puka.
So, Richard, what's the point?
Well, the point is how the NFL wide receiving position has become so specialized. And it's not athleticism. It's just that the skill set has surpassed anything that we've ever seen in the past. And that has nothing to do with the rule changes. Has nothing to do with the way things have changed, bigger, stronger, fit. No, nothing.
Well, it does These have, guys catch it does the ball. But, Richard.
You never saw catches like this 50 years ago, Moose. Well, I can tell you that. When a defensive line.
Richard,
defensive
can we have a conversation? Or are we just going to go on a diatribe? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Moose. I get passionate when I talk.
I know you do, Richard. I'm going to let you continue. I'm not going to knock you off, but just let's throw something into the equation. Have you ever shook an athlete's or a wide receiver's hands from 25, 30 years ago as compared to when you're looking at
today's game? No, of course
not. Okay, so when you say bigger, faster, stronger, right? The hand size of wide receivers is ridiculously off the charts. And then you throw in gloves, right?
I didn't account for. You're right.
The stickiness of the gloves and the use of gloves in the National Football League make it that much easier to catch the football. It just does.
So you're put okay.
I'm not telling you that the hand-eye coordination or I think the athlete has evolved. I think if you look at everyone's gotten bigger. I mean, it just is.
But it has nothing to do with size. Yeah, maybe you're right though with the gloves.
Are you talking about?
Size.
I mean, Richard, yeah. why do you think they make a big deal about quarterbacks' hand size in the NFL draft?
Yeah, where years ago you never heard that.
Well, no, why do you think they do that? Why do you think the NFL does
that? Obviously, it's important.
Well, no, it's important for a couple different reasons. The ability to go out there and manipulate the football.
Right.
Because if you have hand size and you have a bigger hand size, you obviously be able to control the football and have a better sense of direction about where it goes when it comes to the accuracy of the football. And obviously, the ability to go out there and spin the football, too, right? So when you look at guys that have diminished hand size, not saying that they can't play in the National Football League, but makes the job a little bit more difficult. That's all.
Now, my favorite performance last Sunday, wow, this guy, and this is an achievement that would have Jimmy Brown proud. Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216 yards.
Yeah.
That's 6 yards a carry on 36 carries. You know what 36 carries, 200? That's 4 games for a regular running back with 4 decent games. If he had 9 carries and 56 yards a carry, that's what that would be, or 53 yards a carry. That would be a good 4 games for an NFL running back. This guy combined 4 NFL games with no help from anybody else. Sure, determination, grit. I mean, this is like hitting 5 home runs in a baseball game, as far as I'm concerned, or scoring 5 goals in an NBA, NHL game.
Okay, look at this. When you look at Richard, and you're not wrong about Derrick Henry, he's a physical marvel. Was at Alabama, has been in the National Football League, and there are people questioned when he initially came out of Alabama just how good he was going to be in the NFL. He's remarkable. Now, we've had a lot of Hall of Fame conversation. Derrick Henry's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, when his career's done 5 years later, he'll get his gold jacket and he'll be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, that is, he has had a remarkable career, and the Baltimore Ravens going up against the Green Bay Packers didn't get cute. Said, basically, we're going to line it up. We're going to run the ball down your throat. And it even calls into question the decision by the Ravens and what they did fourth quarter up 11 against the Patriots, where Derrick Henry did not touch the full football for the final 11, 12 minutes of that game. They needed the game. They needed a little help from the Browns. They got it. But before that, they needed to go out there and win that game against Green Bay. And Henry, with an all-time virtuoso performance, 36-216, 4 touchdowns. Remarkable. 120. Malusis with you.
888-808-1019. The show brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Giants. Robin White Plains up next to the fan. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Rob. What's on your mind, bud?
Nothing. Happy New Year, by the way. So earlier you had a caller on and you asked him why he thought Eli Manning didn't get in. I was telling your call screener, about a year ago when he didn't get in, I kind of thought that there was a Manning bias myself, and it was almost confirmed when I was listening to Dave Rothenberg and Rick DiPietro's show, and they had Gary Myers on, and they were interviewing him about what was going on in these whatever you call them, the rooms or whatever, when they're all making their vote or deciding on players. And Gary Myers told them that he got the impression that there was a Manning bias with a lot of these sports writers. And one specific thing that he brought up was that many of the people in there, they wanted to blame Eli Manning for the 117-117 record, but they did not want to give him any credit for the two Super Bowl runs, which boggled my mind. So,
you can't do that.
You know,
I mean, I'm not a Hall of Fame voter. And I respect Gary very, very much. He's been part of that process for a long, long time. So, you know, that's, I think it's, maybe it's bias. Maybe it's guys looking at what he was in the, if you watched Eli in the regular season and take the emotions out of it, he was an inconsistent quarterback.
Of course he was.
I mean, that's being, I, you was. Know, we,
but you
know,
haven't been
on, haven't been on the board working with Mike and Chris when he started his career to doing overnights here on WFAN. We used to get call after call complaining about Eli Manning. But now, I understand they won Super Bowls in 7-11. I'm not telling you he's not a Hall of Famer. It's just as a regular season performer, consistency.
Of course,
it wasn't there.
I don't think, to be honest. I mean, I'm a diehard Giants fan, and I love Eli Manning. I don't personally. I know you think he's getting in this year. I don't. I think this is going to be one of those things that gets dragged on, and
that shouldn't happen. I mean, Rob, to be honest with you, that should not happen. Like, if Eli doesn't get in, I didn't think he was a first ballot. I think he's a Hall of Famer. No. If Eli doesn't get in this year, I'd have a massive issue.
But here's the thing. The fact that we know Drew Brees is getting in, so my concern is, are they going to let two quarterbacks in? That's my concern, because Brees is definitely getting in. So would they allow Brees in and Manning this year? That's what I wonder.
Yeah, I would have no issue with that, Rob, nor should any voter. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you,
if
you want to look at it, and if you as a Hall of Fame voter say to yourself, there's a discernible difference between a first ballot Hall of Famer and a Hall of Famer, right? There's kind of a different level. We're to that point now, which I do. But if you say, well, he's a Hall of Famer, I just didn't want to put him on the first ballot, which, you know, I have a tendency to agree. And if he got in on the first ballot, Rob, I would not have been kicking and screaming. Like, I really wouldn't. Like, I look at Eli Manning, I think he did enough. Regardless of what he was in consistency in the regular season, I appreciate Eli for everything he was as a Giant on the field, off the field. I think he conducted himself with nothing but class. I think back to when Coughlin was down as head coach, and the emotional moment where he looked at Eli and Eli was crying in the audience and saying that
brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, no doubt. How could it not? The way that he handled his benching with Geno Smith. Yep. Like all those things, like Eli comported himself with nothing but class. He's a Hall of Famer, and I would have a massive issue if he doesn't get in this year.
You know what? You know what's funny? Really quickly, I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm almost glad that Rivers decided to unretire, which resets the clock, because I started to get really nervous that some of these voters would put Rivers in before Eli Manning, which would have been an absolute joke. So hopefully, I'm glad that's taken out of the equation this year.
Well, Rob, appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to you and your family, and thanks for making the call. Dennis in Yonkers, anytime we talk a little Giants, especially Eli, he's going to hop on a board. What's going on, Dennis?
Mark, how are you? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, Dennis.
Well, before I get there, Richard brought up a memory. That Giant Colt game was the first game my dad ever took me to, and I remember bits and pieces standing outside around the stadium in line to get tickets. And we ended up sitting in the bleachers that Alan Ameche went in. And I remember that much. And I wish I had I wish I had the ticket stub. I believe it was $7.50 to get in. That might even be high. I think it was $7.50. For some reason that rings a bell. And that was my first exposure to Giant pain. But that's okay. We got four Super Bowls after that.
Yeah, you'll take it, Dennis. It's a great memory, though. Think about that.
It is a memory I always cherish.
Yeah.
My first Giant game. And I don't know how it came about that my dad took me there then, because we didn't have season tickets yet. But he just took me down, and we were able to get in the day of the game and buy tickets.
That's great. Those father-son, mom-son kind of moments, whatever, you know, father-daughter kind of moments where you bring them to the games for the first time, and you might not realize it as a parent. It creates a tremendous memory for your child. It's just awesome. Sure, I love those stories.
Sure does. You were talking Hall of Fame. Someone mentioned Tiki Barber, and I think you put it well. He's on the outside looking in. But the guy who I don't understand is on the outside looking in is O.J. Anderson. He was unbelievable. I don't know how much of him you got to see. Mark, I'm trying to get your age right. But that guy, and I'm talking about when he was with the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's great.
He killed the Giants. He was an impact 6'2", 224-4 guy in the 80s. I don't know how he's not. And then, of course, subsequently was an afterthought on the Super Bowl 21 team and was the MVP of the Super Bowl 25. That's a running back that belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, when Otis Anderson was in St. Louis, Stump Mitchell was with him, right, as well? Was Neil Lomax the quarterback in St. Louis?
I believe that's the right combo, yeah.
Okay. I was trying to remember.
They weren't great teams, but they had some offense, and he was you didn't even want – there were guys who were just ducking when he came around on those circle screens that he ran. Oh, man. He was a big-time back. And by the way, didn't lose anything when he gave Kelso that forearm shiver in Super Bowl 25.
No, there's no doubt. Oh. I mean, he really got five for 6 years, he went for north of 1,100 yards or more. I mean, his initial rookie year, he ran for over 1,600 yards and averaged over 100 yards a game. I mean, and played almost 16 games, you know, and, you know, another, you know, another Miami alum and the U and everything like that. Yeah, it's close when you're looking at Otis Anderson. And obviously his defining moment was that victory, Super Bowl 25 with the Giants against the Bills.
It's just the impact he had. And I'm talking about when the Giants played him, that's the only thing I thought about. How do you stop that guy? And that was basically it. He's got kind of impact back. As for Eli, yeah, Eli will get in. And that caller brought up a good one that I didn't want to see Rivers get in before him. But I have to correct Ralph on one thing. I heard him earlier. Eli was not mediocre during the regular season. He said a little better then. He was really good. His first full season, 11-5, led them to a division title. Playoff the next year. Super Bowl championship the next year. Number one seed the next year. Super Bowl championship 3 years later. He was better than mediocre. And every freaking Sunday gave us a chance to win.
No, let me ask you then, why wasn't he in on the first ballot? He wasn't consistent. He was an inconsistent quarterback when you're looking at his play, but why didn't he get in on the first ballot?
He was not the regular season quarterback that Ben Roethlisberger was, but he was better in the postseason than his brother or Ben.
No doubt.
And I guess the 117 record, I believe it is, that might have had something to do with it. People use that as somewhat of a gauge. But he'll get in, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And let me tell you, I'll wrap it up with this. If you think it's easy, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, how many Super Bowls between them? Three.
Three, that's it. Marino, none.
Eli to himself.
Yeah, Dennis.
And those are four of the best ever.
Yeah, listen.
I think I just mentioned. And Eli,
Dennis, I don't disagree with you in terms of, well, we can, you know, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. It was just a matter of why he didn't get in a year ago. And like I mentioned before, I think he earned, if you wanted to draw a separation between first ballot and just a regular Hall of Famer, which obviously some in that room did, maybe as the caller reference Gary Myers brought up, on another radio show, that there was a bias against Eli Manning. Maybe there was. But I think all that nonsense needs to come to an end, and he should get in this year. And if he doesn't, then got issues. Joe in Brooklyn's up next to the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, so my first Giants game wasn't as memorable as the Colts-Giants, because my first Giants game is when the Giants got blown out on Monday Night Football at home against Seattle a couple of years ago.
So okay.
I don't have such great memories. The first I wanted to ask you about the Bills. What was going through your mind when they went for two against the Eagles?
I thought it was the right call.
Stupidest decision, because the Giants were stopping the Eagles the whole second half.
Who's the Giants? The Giants beat the Raiders.
17 yards. Sorry. The Bills.
What are you doing in the background, Joe? You seem distracted.
No, it's nothing. The Bills held the Eagles to 17 yards, and they scored two touchdowns. So you send it into overtime. Defense gives one more stop. The Bills could score, and that's game over. So
yeah, but let me ask you, Joe, if Allen puts it on his receiver instead of leading him too far, the Bills win.
That is true.
The play was not stopped. The play was not nothing. The play was poorly executed. So they win the game. So, and that's why you saw the frustration from Josh Allen. With everything that you just said, you know, I had no issue with McDermott, and I think it was predetermined that if they score a touchdown there, that they were going to go for two and go for the win. I appreciate the aggressiveness. We have all the momentum in the world. Let's end the game right now. Chris in Long Valley is up next to the fan. What's going on, Chris? And if it was executed properly, they would have. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Chris, how's everything, man?
Good, man. Hey, before I get to my Giants thing, I just want to say I'm a 30-year guide dog mobility instructor for the Seeing Eye in New Jersey. And when you were going through your trials with Chip...
I wanted to call and give you some advice so bad, but I decided that that wasn't really the place for sports talk radio.
No, why not? I could have used the help, Chris. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I could have talked for hours, and that would have thrown everything off, right? But the other day I heard you talking about how the trials have sorted themselves out and how Chip is such a great dog for your family now, and I'm just so happy to hear that.
Oh, he's awesome.
Nothing like
Yeah, we are lucky as a family. He's great. Now, there were issues early on. We've rectified some of those issues. Still trying to train him not to do certain things, but he's a very loving dog. He's a very very calm, very, you know, gets excited, loves to go outside for walks, great with the kids. He's just awesome. Like, we got we're lucky and blessed to be able to get the dog we did. I know not other people are also all that lucky, but we are lucky.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Glad to hear it. Regarding the Giants, I know oftentimes conventional wisdom seems to be with the draft, you take the best player available. Me personally, with this upcoming draft for the Giants, with their first pick, no matter where it is, I'm taking a wide receiver, and with the second pick, I'm taking a linebacker. I'd just love to hear your thoughts on that, and you stay well, man, and give Chip a hug.
Yeah, you got it, Chris. Appreciate it, man. And anytime, we don't have to necessarily talk about sports all the time. You want to call up a little guidance when I'm going through it with a puppy at home, and I'm supposed to be the dog person. I could use all the advice I can get. So would have appreciated that call greatly at the time. But as far as the Giants, I don't know if I define it to where that's definitively where I want to go. It really does. Because you can look at this offseason, you can look at receiver help in other places potentially where I'm not addressing receiver that early on in the draft. I've mentioned it before. You want to look at it. I mean, Reese, the linebacker of Ohio State, is going to be a much ballyhooed, much publicized linebacker that you could go out there and address an area of need potentially for the New York Giants. But if you're sitting there and there's two big quarterbacks, the Giants could be in play, depending on what happens this weekend, where they move back and add considerable draft collateral. Richie in Queens up next to the Fan. What's going on, Richie? Richie, what do you say, buddy?
How are you, man? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Richie.
I'm glad I got you at the end of the year. You know how we've gone back. What is it, about 40 years that we're together now, most?
40? No, I wasn't on the air when I was. No, it's not been before. Don't age me like that, Richie. Don't age me like that.
Well, I tell you what, I remember when
great
you turned 40.
Great compliment. Like, you look 10 years younger. I was like, thank you. My kids ask me all the time, why is your hair turning gray? I said, you.
Well, those stories and those vacations, man.
The stress of life. What's going on?
You should be great. You should be Graybeard. And
yeah,
you got a great,
I know. Well,
family.
Trials and tribulations of fatherhood, no doubt.
Okay, real quick, I summed up the year. I'm thinking it's December 31st, and I'm thinking of all our teams. And I guess you got to give it a D. I mean, the Yankees did okay. Obviously, Knicks did okay, but the hockey teams are terrible. Our baseball team, our football teams. So we have about seven teams and pretty much a disastrous kind of a year. A couple of points. I heard you talking about Glenn earlier. Totally agree. You flip-flop. I don't know what they're going to do most. They're in a spot now. Did they go second? Did I take the kid from Oregon? Did I make a decision to go with a pedestrian quarterback? They need more work than the Giants, obviously. You know, I've been a critique. And by the way, it was funny because I talked to you. I sounded like I was going to jump off the bridge the other day. I'm okay. You said you never sound. You told
me
on the radio.
When you were calling John and I Saturday morning, you would sound like, or was it the other? Yeah, no, it was the other day. Yes, you called up. You were beaten down by the season, Richie. I felt bad.
And Sonny was next, and he says, well, I never sounded, you know, and I guess I was, but I'm not despondent over a team at a point where I'm going to just not enjoy life. That's not me. But when I'm talking about that team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't.
Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was just very tough. But yeah, the thing with Glenn, they are in such a spot. I don't know what's going to happen and what they're going to do. They're in this because they need so much more work. And you know, I touched on Carter the other day. If he comes around, the defense gets a little better. Pick up a secondary guy. Get a linebacker, wide receiver, if Dart's the real thing. Hey, you know, maybe I'm not going to say we're going to be, you know, we're going to be the New England Patriots, but we could be better. So that's the other side, Musa. Right? I go both ways. But here's the thing with Eli. I heard Dennis, and I love Dennis, and I think he's a tremendous caller. And totally, the thing why, and you asked, and I agree, I'm with you on with Eli. And I get a lot of grief. You don't think his Hall of Fame is, look, he's going to get in. He's going to be tremendous. He never missed a game. He got two Super Bowls. If he gets one Super Bowl, my opinion, Moose, he does not get in. Because his body of work did not give you where you feel like, yeah, you feel like, wow, there's no doubt. Because years ago, Moose, when people went into the Hall of Fame, when you know, when I was a kid, there was a no doubt. Is he Hall of Famer? Is he not? Like Mike Francesa used to say that. You just right to your head, Hall of Famer. Not a Hall of Famer, doesn't get in. Now it gets in 5 years later, 10 years later, 8 years. Do I think he should get in? Again, football is the one sport more than any where if you do great, especially if you're an MVP, a quarterback, and you win a Super Bowl, you could be a great statistic like Beltran is in baseball. And people know that, but it's not going to be the definitive reason why you get in.
Richie.
With football,
yeah,
it is.
No, Richie, it is. And I think he was better than you're making out to be in the regular season. My only criticism of Eli was that he was inconsistent. Now, do I think he was good enough, or do I think he's a Hall of Famer? I do. John in Norwalk, Connecticut, is up next to the fan. What's going on, John?
Damn, it's about Eli. Yeah, Eli's a Hall of Famer. I'm not the hugest fan of Eli. I think one thing that hurts him is, is in his time as quarterback in the NFL, he was not really a top even. Would you say he's a top five quarterback in his era? I wouldn't even say that. You know, you got Roethlisberger, who you pick over him.
Rodgers.
You got Brady. You got Manning. You got Drew Brees. It's just kind of a weird. He's in a weird situation. You know, his playoff stuff, and obviously. But I'm a Giant fan, and I love Eli. I hope he gets in. But I don't think Eli is the type of guy where teams playing the Giants and going, oh, man, we really got to stop Eli today. You know, I just don't really get that. But, you know, but I thought he was good enough, certainly, to be in the Hall of Fame. But it's kind of a weird. And the other thing about it, Moose, is his Super Bowls, obviously tremendous, two-time MVP. But, you know, football's a team game, Moose. That defense really was the MVP of those Super Bowls.
Let's face it.
Yeah, the defense. I know the defense was good. We're going to give him credit, though, and you know, for what he was able to do, he was remarkably clutch. You know, he had a number of come from behind victories. His defense, obviously, when he put his team in a position to win, at times didn't help him out and help out the cause either. But I said it earlier. It came into the course of the conversation, the announcement yesterday. He's one of the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I think he should get into the Hall of Fame year two. He did not get into year one. Went through the reasons as to why. Now, today is Dove Kramer's final day at WFAN, and you know, I wanted first and foremost, I've known Dove for a number of years. You know, since I was an intern, summer of 98, I came back working here August of 2000, not dating myself and started working overnights, but, Dove has been behind the scenes all these years. And, I wasn't going to give you kind of, and we used to make fun of Russo at times because Gelb's last day producing on Chris and Mike's show, Russo signed off by saying something of the nature of, Bob Gelb, 10 years at the Post. Great job. What are you going to say? Was Schusen up next on your Fanarooney? And that was the close. And Gelb obviously went into sales and has a tremendous success there. So it's an honor to be. I'm very saddened, obviously, with it. But I've known Dove. He's been a friend of mine for a number of years. We talk on the air, obviously off the air. And Dove, I know this place means a lot to you.
Yes, it's been quite an experience. The relationships, the friendships, the community of sports fans is unbelievable. But the community that was created here as we built this thing as sports fans, and we did it because we love sports, we had fun doing what we're doing, and hopefully that came across on the air as we reach out to you.
No question. What do you think, if you had had one moment for you, Dove? What was your, like, what do you think back on the most in terms of what made this space, but what made this place, or what do you think back of the most of your days here at FAN?
Well, if you're talking about a moment that I will always think back fondly. So right now we're not doing updates anymore. Updates were a major part of the station for many, many years, including they were sponsors for updates. Not all updates had sponsors. Some did. And you remember years ago, we actually, at the top of the hour, we had a commercial in the middle of the update.
No doubt. Yes.
And often there was a live sponsorship for that update, which was read before the commercial. But there wasn't always a sponsor. But sometimes we would tell the update anchor there was a sponsor when there wasn't. So, for example, when I knew that the commercial that was scheduled for the update was for the veal industry, I told Minko that it was sponsored by veal. Mm-mm. So Minko goes on the air and says, FAN Sports sponsored by veal. Mm-mm. Or there was one time where we had Mike McCann.
Oh, that was the Trix.
Correct. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Silly rabbit, Trix for kids in the middle of an update. No, you can't beat that.
What brought you to the FAN?
So I'm a radio person more than a sports person. Loved sports, but I'm a radio person. I was working first for, then it was Hot 103, it's now Hot 97, then it was a Dan station. The sister station to Hot 103 was WHN, 1050 Country Music. So because I was already in the building working part-time in Hot 103, I got to do some work for WHN. So Guzman helped me. I was a fill-in news producer for the news in the morning show, Delta Montrose show on WHN, for those who remember way back when. I filled in to do the public affairs shows, producing those for WHN. And then as everyone realized that they were closing down, a sports station was taking over for country music. So the staff there started to leave to find other jobs.
Right.
So I started doing a once-a-week shift in the control room, running a recorded countdown show. And then the new management started coming in to hire a staff for FAN. So I was in the building, and I applied for, interviewed for, working on the board here at FAN before they were on the air, and was hired to work overnights with Steve Summers.
So you worked overnights. How long were you with the Summers for?
It was probably a little over a year.
That was it. And then you moved to middays or moved to where?
I was doing nights then. I worked with Howie and other and games.
Nice.
There was a year that I worked with Mike and Chris. I did work with Mike and Chris Monday through Thursday. Friday I couldn't because of sundown. So I worked Sunday through Thursday, but 4 days a week with Mike and Chris. I have in my now it's dining room, the radio that Mike and Chris gave out on their 10th anniversary. I just remember that radio that Ima smashed when he realized it was that. not just him that got one.
And you used to do Best of Ima as well, right?
Correct.
I mean, you think back to Kaufman Astoria Studios, that was like, it was crazy, the radio station at that time.
Yeah, it was different. Obviously, there's a different feel when you're part of a whole company of radio stations. We were in Hot 103 left to go to the city. It then became Hot 97, we became 660. We had the whole Astoria, all those three floors to ourselves. It was, the newsroom was like a locker room.
No doubt. 100%. And everyone got together. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. What was the worst radio show? No, I'm just joking.
Before Bob Salter did public affairs, somebody else did public affairs, he used to mail his shows on a cassette and they were playing on the air on a cassette. Those were pretty brutal.
Well, I mean, nowadays everything's digital. You used to have reel-to-reel.
The change in technology and information, the way it's processed now is very different.
Well, Dove, you know I love you and appreciate you, and I know we'll stay in contact and everything like. But appreciate everything you've done for me over the course of the years.
I was glad to help you. If I could help others, I tried to. I told people here they could always reach out to me. They have my contact information. You know where I am.
There you go. Well, Dove's the best. He really is an original. There's no question about that. And obviously today and. I wanted to be here today for him, and obviously Donna, my kids, everyone sends their best, and everyone out there, obviously, in the fan family sends you their best as well, Dove. We love you.
Thank you.
You got it. Ray, good job across the way. Want to thank CP the Franchise for joining us, Ralph Russo as well, you guys on the phones. Want to wish everyone happy and healthy, safe New Year's Eve. All the best in 2026. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody. Happy New Year. C-Mac comes your way next, right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.